Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
According to news reports, President Trump interviewed you and asked you to be part of the legal team defending him in the Mueller investigation twice. First in the spring of 17, when the investigation was just beginning, and again earlier this year. Is that correct?
No. I had one conversation with him that related to his private representation. I can describe that for you. That was in June of 2017. That's the only time I met him before I talked to him about the job of Attorney General, which obviously is not the same as representing him.
Have you discussed the Mueller investigation with the president or anyone else in the White House?
I discussed the Mueller investigation, but not in any particular substance. I can go through my conversations with you if you want.
Well, not at this time, but I may come back to you and ask you about that.
All
I don't
want
to take any more time.
Yeah, don't take any more time, Diane. Do not probe deeply into why you're considering for Attorney General a man who volunteered to be on Trump's defense team when nobody else would. So this is the thing, okay? Get ready for your bar exam, everybody, because you're gonna hear stuff that it's gonna make your head spin over here. So I know that Trump doesn't want an attorney general. He wants a combination of concierge, bagman, hired assassin. I get it. He is not gonna get that with this guy. You know how I know? This guy is a lobbyist, and he's 68 years old, and his area of expertise is deregulation of media. That's what he does. I mean, he's part of the telecommunications deregulation group. Okay. He was Attorney General of the United States for all of 14 months back in 1991. For 14 months. And he took that position and parlayed it into a wonderful, unbelievable career on K Street as a lobbyist, as general counsel to Verizon after he lobbied for them because they wanted, it's all about mergers and acquisitions. It's all about deregulation of media. That's what he knows. That's who he is. That's what he does or did. Now he's sort of semi-retired, you see. He is 68 years old and he's had this fabulous career in lobbying, which he's turned into being Verizon's general counsel. And now he's a consultant, which means he doesn't really work. And my experience with these kinds of lobbyists is kind of big. And I'm telling you, they only know the area that they know. It's like a doctor who specializes in nail fungus or something. You go to them with cancer of the lung. They can't help you. That's exactly the same thing with this guy. Trump cannot find anybody to work for him. And this guy probably retired and decided he doesn't like being in retirement and wrote this crazy off the hook letter and passed it around. Now we're finding out to everybody. He passed it out to anybody and everybody that he could think of. He sent it to Rod Rosenstein. He sent it to Steve Engel, who's the assistant attorney general. He sent it to the White House special counsel, Emmett Flood. He sent it to Noel Francisco, our solicitor general. He sent it to a former Justice Department colleague named Pat Cipollini, who is now the White House counsel because Trump can't find anybody to work for him. Don McGahn is gone. He needed a replacement. And so we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. And what we're doing here is we're actually going through some crazy little dog and pony show where, they only need 51 votes. They have 53. He's going to get confirmed. So I wanted to sit and listen to whether or not this guy was dangerous, whether this guy is scary, whether this guy would suppress the Mueller report, whether this guy is really, what Trump is looking for, a toxic guy. Trump is not going to like this guy. I'm just telling you right now, he's not going to like him because this guy knows nothing about nothing. No, he doesn't. Dianne Feinstein asked him about, okay, let me just play you the rest of the subject matter, and then I'll go back to Dianne Feinstein, and I'll show you. She asked this guy about the emoluments clause, because this is part of, you know, what we're going to find about Donald Trump is that he's enriching himself as president, which violates the emoluments clause. Trust me, this guy knows nothing about the emoluments clause. This is a little scary, though, that you're going to have an AG, an attorney general of the United States, who doesn't understand the Constitution. Which is what we're going to have. Because he's a lobbyist. He's a media deregulation lobbyist. A mergers and acquisitions. You know how I knew this? Okay, this is really crazy. I was listening to the testimony this morning, and I was measuring my kitchen. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.